On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
we're going to be trying a flight of craft beer from Wanderback Beer Works in Vineland, New Jersey.
The Wanderback Beer Works beers we'll be trying today are Hugo Hoppy Pilsner, Future Proof German Pilsner, Forza Italian Pilsner. These guys love their Pilsners. Wanderback Lager, which is a Helles Lager, and Perfectly Cromulent American IPA. And if you're wondering what cromulent means...
What does cromulent mean?
It means acceptable.
So this is a perfectly acceptable
American IPA? Well, we're going to try it and find out if it's perfectly acceptable. We don't know yet. That's what they're saying, but we've got to taste it first.
The hype is real, folks.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey, welcome everyone. Here we are for another suds segment where we like to say, if you can't stand the heat, go sit in the shade with a nice cold beer. Nothing? No yay?
Yay.
Okay, it's going to be one of those days. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Dave.
Hey, everybody, it's good old boy Dave.
Yeah, okay.
I'm bringing the energy.
That's a lot of energy.
I'm pumping up the jam.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very palpable to our audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can probably taste it. Through the airwaves. Taste me.
I think you're going to be banned.
Always.
Okay.
Banned once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On today's episode, we're going to be trying a flight of craft beer from Wanderback Beer Works in Vineland, New Jersey. While visiting the Garden State recently, good old boy Dave and I picked up some local beer and brought it back to try.
We were kind of on a tight schedule, so we didn't actually get to go to the brewery, which I'm not sure they have a brewery. But we did pick up some beers from a local, very nice bottle shop. It seems like this brewery has only been open for about a year. And I think they might still be brewing their beer at Hidden Sands Brewing in Egg Harbor Township. Their website is a little sketch, I have to say.
Okay, a little sketch.
Okay.
It's just the three of them in a photo.
Well, you know, they want you to know who they are. But they do have a good Insta account. The brewery was started by the three guys you can see on their website, Justin, Brian, and Chris, who are all former staffers at Cape May Brewing, one of New Jersey's largest and most prestigious craft breweries.
Yeah, very good.
In the whole state.
In the whole state.
It's in the south part of the state.
It is in the south part of the state.
Yeah.
And we've been to Cape May many times.
Well, yes. I've been there once.
Well, I've been there many times.
Well, all right.
Okay.
I've been there once.
Why don't you tell us what we're going to be drinking today?
I will. The Wanderback Beer Works beers we'll be trying today are Hugo Hoppy Pilsner, Future Proof German Pilsner, Forza Italian Pilsner. These guys love their Pilsners. Wanderback Lager, which is a Helles Lager, and Perfectly Cromulent American IPA. And if you're wondering what cromulent means...
What does cromulent mean?
It means acceptable.
So this is a perfectly acceptable
American IPA? Well, we're going to try it and find out if it's perfectly acceptable. We don't know yet. That's what they're saying, but we've got to taste it first.
The hype is real, folks.
Right.
Okay. Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly, like we normally do, and then giving our tasting notes as we go. Good old boy, Dave. Why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be tasting and rating these beers from Wanderback Beer Works with our suds ratings and our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. My body makes that sound all the time, but whatever. And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
I swear that gets longer and longer every time I hear it.
That's what she said.
Oh, oh boy. Okay. Let's get to the beer.
I like this.
I'm sure he does. Okay. One thing I'm going to say about the can art, and I know can art's, I'm like a girly girl in the can art, but I love the vintage feel of it. Like this mid-century, moderny kind of thing going on with like mod colors and
I like it. I think it's
the retro feel. Yeah, like I'm dying to have like a sticker or something.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you were dying to have like a Fresca or like a Tab Cola.
No.
From that
yes,
era.
But no. No, but I'm dying to have this first beer. So let's get to it.
Do it.
We are going to be talking about Hugo, the hoppy pale lager. 5% ABV, and what to do with poor Hugo? He's too hoppy for Lager Town, and too much of a lager for Hoppy Town, but this beer is no outcast. As always, brewed with 100% Rabbit Hill malt, Hugo is decoction mashed and appropriately hopped with Sapphire, Matuka, and Crush hops. Hoppy enough for the hop heads and clean enough for the crispy fans. Okay, hype is real. What do you think?
Hugo, girl.
Yeah.
Let's see. Definitely hoppy.
Definitely crispy.
Crisp, nice malt backbone to it. Clean finish.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a lingering on the, a little bit of the bitterness from the hops. Lingers a little bit.
Lingers a little.
A little dry when you finish, but certainly not a bad thing. It's a nice, easy
everyday
drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
I'm sorry, what did you say the ABV on it is?
5.
5? Right in the session wheelhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a beer you just go hang out and drink a few.
But really flavorful for a session?
Yes. Yeah, good flavor, but not so much that it would tax your palate and fill you up. You know, I think you could drink a few of these while you're hanging out, having some pizza or some burgers or something, just whatever, at a cookout. Good cookout beer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this would be a good cookout. Good summer.
Go to Egg Harbor and get some of those eggs they're always talking about there.
They are?
Yeah. That's why they called it Egg Harbor. A Dutch guy in the 1600s named it. Called it Egg Heaven.
Egg Heaven.
Yeah, because all the birds were just laying their eggs everywhere. Just eggs all over the place. Huevos.
Lots of huevos.
Grande.
All over.
See.
Okay. On the beach, too.
Oh, omnipresent.
Omnipresent. Yes. Okay. What would you rate?
Hugo. It's a solid beer. I give it a good solid 3, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job, Justin, Brian, and other guy, Chris, maybe?
Chris.
Yeah.
Justin, Brian, and Chris. You said that this brewery is contract brewing with somebody else right now, currently?
It looks like it, because they say they're invited. Okay, so there was not a plethora of information available. But I did find an article that when they were first starting out, that they were looking for a space in Vineland.
Okay, gotcha.
But they were currently brewing at Hidden Sands in Egg Harbor Township.
Okay, gotcha. So they're in a work in progress. But I'm kind of impressed that they are doing these lagers. I mean, the other brewery that they are brewing at must be a great lagering.
It makes you want to try something from Hidden Sands, right?
Yeah, right? Okay.
But we didn't see any Hidden Sands beers. So.
No, we didn't. Not that we had time to look for a lot of.
But next time, we're going to look.
Oh, we will. We definitely will.
Oh, we Hidden Sands. That's why we couldn't see them. Yeah, see what I did there? See what I did?
Yeah. That was great.
Starving people would be happy to have that.
Happy to have what? Your humor?
Yeah. There's parts of the world where you don't get this.
Okay. We'll be back in just a minute, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we are doing a brewery takeover, if you will, of Wanderback Brewing in Vineland, New Jersey. And right before the break, we talked about Hugo, the Hoppy Pilsner.
Yeah.
Now we're going to move on to the Future Proof Pils. This one is in a taller can, 16 ounce versus 12. Good for them.
Love it.
And now we are at 5.5% ABV. Oh. I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh my.
So Future Proof Pils, crisp, dry, and crushable. It is brewed with 100% locally grown and malted Rabbit Hill Farms Pilsner malt, decoction mashed, appropriately hopped, and perfectly balanced, and everything you want to see in a traditional German style Pilsner. Saaz and Sapphire hops to take center with a crisp and dry finish, making this the beer they want to drink now and forever into the future.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
No, okay. I think if you have a solid Pilsner recipe
in your arsenal, you're set,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you are future proof. And this is a very nice, not over the top. It's just a nice, well-balanced little Pilsner. 5.5% is right in the wheelhouse, I think. Good, light body, clean, nice bittering on the back end from those hops. Yeah, it's just a straightforward beer. It's not, you know, if you're like a big old hop head lover or a stout person, you only want to drink barley wines or something, this is not you. But if you're a beer drinker who likes beer flavored beer, or you're just somebody that wants to go and just have something clean and refreshing and watch a game or, you know, talk to your friends or do whatever, this is your kind of beer, you know. This is the beer, I think, the kind of beer we've been enjoying for the last 2 or 3 years after the burnout of all the pastry stouts and the mega lactose and all that stuff. I think this is what you fall back to is.
Yeah, this is basic. I'm saying basic just in the terms of the basic's, flavor profile.
Basic's
right?
Not a bad word.
No. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that in that way. I just meant that this is a basic beer, but this is the type of beer that could be screwed up easily.
This is the kind of beer that doesn't hide anything.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. It doesn't hide. And I think this goes in so many applications. I mean, this harkens back to our ancestors.
The beers of our forefathers.
Right, right, right.
Well, I only had one father, but you know what I'm saying.
So did I, but yeah.
Sure.
You know, right. Okay.
Who were those other three guys?
Just people.
Oh, okay.
Best friends.
Uncles.
No. I am better than you.
Whatever. But I like how they're going with traditional methods.
Yeah.
And just brewing what's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I could see this as a very popular beer in New Jersey. I mean, just like with all the shore line. Like, and just
during the hot weather.
And hot weather, this is like a perfect. But honestly, like I could see this at a football game in the fall too. Like this is like lots of camping, etc. This is just a go-to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is like, if you're just a straight up beer drinker and you want to have a nice, easy, clean beer, yeah, just get it.
Okay.
Get on it.
And again, you would probably
put it in you.
You would probably pair this with a lot of the same foods that we talked about with Hugo.
Literally,
right?
I think anything other than a fudge brownie.
You wouldn't pair this with a fudge brownie.
I don't think this and a fudge brownie would go well.
What made you even think of a fudge brownie?
I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's that. Okay. What do you want to rate future proof?
I think,
yes, solid 4.
Solid 4. Mm-hmm. Get some of that future proof.
Okay. Now we are going to go to Italy. And we are going to go to the Forza Italian Pilsner. Okay. So this one is crisp, brilliant, and bright at 4.4% ABV. So this is even lower than
4.4.
I know, right? And clear.
Super light.
Yeah, super light.
What about the liquidy part? Can you drink the liquidy part?
You can drink the liquidy part, sure. Yeah. We're drinking lots of liquidy parts now.
Pour some more.
So Forza is their take on the Italian Pilsner, not to be confused with the well-known Pilsner from Italy in a green bottle and a white label. A craft Italian Pilsner is like a German Pilsner. It is dry, crisp, and early, crushable, but with a softer mouthfeel and a delicate dry hop with German hops. So again, brewed with Rabbit Hill Pilsner. Good for them having like a...
Rabbit Hill, yeah. I mean,
so I'm assuming a good so
local
close, yeah.
Malter, yeah.
That's great. And Chillum malts.
Chillum, nice.
Decoction mashed, hopped aggressively with Grungeist and Diamond hops. I'm not familiar with Diamond hops.
I've not heard of Grungeist.
It is stupidly drinkable.
Yeah. So Italian Pilsners are usually a little, a little brighter, more citrusy.
Okay.
It's got that typical Pilsner backbone of the malt, biscuity, kind of light bread flavor, cracker malt flavor, and then a little more aggressively hopped. Not maybe, this one's not as hoppy as Hugo, and the body's not as heavy as Hugo. I actually like this one more. I think it has as much or more flavor, but at like literally a full percent ABV less.
Okay.
I'm very impressed with this beer. I think it's very, very good. Forza is Italian for force.
Okay.
Or power.
So I think this is a very powerful Italian Pilsner. So Diamant, if I'm saying that correctly, is a new German variety.
Oh.
And it's kind of like in the 5 to 7 range of alpha acids,
mm-hmm.
and it's bright orange citrus, light floral, and sweet berries.
Hmm.
And then the Grungeist, that's another one that I'm not too sure of too. That one's known for peach, passion fruit, and lemon zest, mm-hmm. with a little bit of floral notes too.
So
what are you getting on the aroma? Anything? Are you getting any like citrusy, fruity notes?
A little fruit. I like maybe not very citrusy to me.
Okay.
But like definitely more on the stone or some kind of berry.
Okay.
You know, kind of fruit.
So a little melange, if you will say, of like floral and citrus on the notes. Not that true traditional like German noble hops kind of coming out.
Like, yeah, not okay. as like earthy and straight up floral as German hops usually are. Now this is a little more fruity and lighter, which I think lends itself to the Italian Pilsner.
Yeah. This one, softer mouthfeel.
Yeah.
For sure. Like the bubbles on it are just so creamy.
Yeah. I'm impressed that they're doing decoction mashes on all these beers, which is a traditional German technique, but it's a lot of work. Because you got to take out part of the wort and boil it and add it back in and to do all the conversions and everything. It's
which again crazy. Makes me want to go to Hidden Sands and
yeah
and try and see what they have. And eventually clearly they're working together. You know
eventually
what I mean?
To wander back to see if they continue making the beers this good.
Yeah. You and know? Dare I say, I don't think that Cape May was making these kind of beers. Mm-mm. Well, we'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we are talking about a brewery from New Jersey, made with Jersey fresh barley, as they say. And it is Wanderback Beer Works from Vineland, New Jersey. Right before the break, we started talking about the Forza.
You know, it's New Jersey. Maybe it's Vinnyland. You know, because aren't there a lot of guys named Vinny up in New Jersey? Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
Like my cousin Vinny.
Oh,
we just saw that.
I know. We just saw that.
I don't know if they're from New Jersey, though. They probably were.
No, I think they were New York. But anyways. Okay, fine.
What's the difference?
Honestly. Anyways, okay. So we were talking about the Italian Pilsner 4.4% ABV. So this, at the moment, is the lowest ABV beer that we've had.
If you can make a 4.4% flavorful Italian Pilsner, I don't know that there's anything you can't do.
Right.
These guys might go to space at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they could.
Literally, the opportunities are endless.
Sure. But I have to give them a lot of credit of like, I mean, we've had a hobby lager, we've had a German, now we've had an Italian, and they are all distinctively different, which is something that can get muddled sometimes with some breweries that we've tried before.
Yeah, they all become like a variation on a theme.
Right.
This is like they went thoughtfully into it and started each beer at the beginning instead of like, okay, well, here's our house malt and here's our... And yes, they do have house malts like the Rabbit Hill and stuff, but they do... do different combinations. And I think they start each recipe, it feels like, at the beginning and like, okay, what do we want this beer to look, smell, taste, you know, feel like? You know, how do we want this to feel in your mouth? Yeah. Yeah. That's a big question right there.
Well, there's that.
Banned once again.
Sure. And again, with the can art, really nice vintagey feel. I know, like I say that a lot, but I also like that this is in the 16 ounce because this is a very crushable, like I would want this in a bigger can. Okay.
No, I think it makes sense. Like the lower the ABV, the bigger the can, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, not always.
Because those are crushable, you know.
Now, they mentioned that, you know, Italian one that we've had before. How would you rate this one compared to that Italian staple that we've had? Is there even a comparison?
You know, that one's not a bad one. But, like, how often do you get that one fresh?
Well, that's fair.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, let's...
And especially down here.
Let's get a four-pack of this sent to Italy, and then let's go to Italy. All right. And try some of the other one fresh,
fair.
This one.
Yeah, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. But in the meantime, let's rate the Forza.
Okay. Well, should we give the Forza a five-za?
Yes.
All right. Now, I think this one is the amount that I am impressed by the low ABV and the amount of flavor and how clean it is cannot be overstated. Like, it's just, it's hard to pull that much flavor and that little bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't even try.
Right. Yeah. That, no, they don't. And I mean, and like I keep reiterating, to have these lower ABV beers, and these are like kind of like, these were easily available to us, which makes me feel like they're more heavily brewed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really great.
If you're in New Jersey and you're not drinking this stuff, you are crazy.
I know. You really need to try it. Yeah, you really do. Okay. Let's move on to the Wanderback Lager.
All right.
Now, this one is 4.9% ABV, so not much higher in the grand scheme of things. So this is brewed with 100% locally grown and malted Rabbit Hill Farms Pilsner malt, again, with single decoction and Middlefrue and Saaz hops, appropriately lagered for many moons. And this is their Helles Lager. And... we here at Sip Suds and Smokes love a good Helles Lager.
We love the Helles out of some Helles.
That's funny. Okay. What do you think of this one?
Sorry. I like it. It's weird stepping from one kind of lager into another one.
Yeah.
Helles is a different animal.
This is going to be sweeter, right?
A little sweeter. I mean, it's good. I don't know if I like it as much as the last beer.
Yeah.
But that's, what was the ABV on this one? 5.9?
This is 4.9.
Oh, 4.9.
This is 4.9.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me like it more because, again, good flavor.
And the other one was 4.4.
Does have a little more zhuzh, a little more sweetness.
Well... and a Helles Lager is going to be a lot different than what we've had. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between them.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you pair with a Helles Lager?
I mean, these are all still so light and everything. But I think, you know, man, some chicken wings. And maybe this is the hungry me talking right now, but like this beer and a big old plate of chicken wings, I'd be on it, son. It's kind of anything. The cool thing about these beers is that you can sort of pair it with anything because really you're going to, it's set up to let the food shine. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just there to quench your thirst and kind of not destroy you because it's such a low ABV.
Sure.
And it's like, it's not like super hoppy where it's going to wear out your palate, or it's not super thick, so it's going to fill you up or anything. It's just going to, this is a beer made for drinking. Just drinking.
Well, and again, like to compare against the Forza. The Forza is fruity, and we got the nice fruits on it,
yeah,
which made it so appealing to us.
The hops stick out more in the Forza.
Right.
This one, you get a little more malt character. I think the malt is more the star in this one.
But also, Helles lagers are a little bit spicier, right? So if you're, and that's what's making, because like when I think of a Helles, I think of floral, like German floral with a little bit of a spice bite to it.
I don't get much spice bite, but I definitely get the floral notes.
Well, like almost, I don't know, like the breadiness of the malt, like almost like a slightly peppery breadiness.
Maybe.
When I think of a Helles, you know what I mean?
But I do agree. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, I think the malt is more the star here than the hops.
Sure.
Versus like the Forza, where the malt was sort of a clean palette for those hops to sort of play on top of.
Okay.
And do their thing.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Still good balance.
Oh my gosh. It's
very drinkable, crushable beer. 4.9. I mean, you're right in there, dude.
It's good. I know.
Yeah.
And it's and it's just like, I almost feel like it's just splitting hairs in a way as to what is better and what isn't better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you get one that's fruitier, you get one that's a little spicier. The finish on this, what do you think of the finish?
It's good. It's a little soft. But it's still clean. I think the cool thing about this is, like, if you were at their tap room, if they had a tap room, you could just go boom, 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 and go down the line and, like, drink one of each, and you'd never get bored.
Right.
You know,
because each one is distinctively different.
Or if you find your favorite one, you just stick to that one. But, like, I think this is the kind of series of beers where you're just, you know, you're not going to get bored.
No.
You're not going to get full.
No.
Might have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Well, there's that. Okay. We'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we were taking a trip to New Jersey, and we went just north of Cape May and found Wanderback, which is from Vineland.
We avoided all of the mobsters and dead bodies. And found Vineland or Vinnyland. I'm going to call it Vinnyland.
You're going to call it Vinnyland?
Yeah. We went to Vinnyland.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Vinnyland over here. All right.
Okay. Well, we're doing a brewery takeover. And so far, this brewery has really impressed me in its simplicity.
Yeah.
You know, and
She loves simple things.
I do.
That's why she married me.
Exactly. So true. So true. Okay. So before the break, we were talking about the Wanderback Lager, which is their Helles Lager, 4.9% ABV. And we didn't get around to rating this yet because we were sort of waxing poetic on the differences between a Helles and an Italian lager. Yes. So what do you want to rate this? Yes. Yeah. I'm in four territory as well.
All right.
Okay, last but certainly not least, we're going to venture into pale ale country, and we're going to go to the Perfectly Cromulent IPA. Now, this is the highest ABV that we've had in this flight. This is 6.2% ABV.
27? Is that what you said? 27% ABV?
6.2. 6.2.
Oh, 6.2. Where did I get 27
I
from?
Don't know, buddy. Okay.
I feel like that's what you said.
I think you need a hearing aid. Okay. Perfectly cromulent.
You want to be daddy? Said it. You want to wear the daddy pants?
How is that relevant?
How is anything I do relevant?
Fair. Okay. Perfectly cromulent IPA is brewed with 100% locally grown and malted Rabbit Hill.
Oh my God, Rabbit Hill.
Okay, so it's Pilsner, Chillum, and wheat malts.
Chillum.
Again, decoction mashed,
yeah,
which takes some time.
That's appropriately weird. They did that for the IPA, too.
I know, right? Appropriately hop with Matuka and Citra in the kettle, and then generously dry hop with Citra, Matuka, and Citra Cryo.
I do like some Matuka.
I know.
And I like Citra, definitely.
So I like their take on the pale ale compared to like what I view as the standard pale ale this year.
IPA? This is an IPA.
I thought this is a... Oh, okay. I thought this was a pale ale.
Well, it is, but it's an imperial pale ale.
Is it imperial?
Daddy.
You want to be dad?
Perfectly cromulent.
Uh-huh.
American.
Perfectly acceptable American pale ale.
I thought you said IPA.
No, it's an American pale ale.
Huh. Well, I guess I'm the jackass.
Okay, what do you think of this?
No, now that I've reframed it in my mind as a pale ale instead of an IPA.
Okay, well, American IPA. I love it.
No,
okay, it's... American IPA.
Wait, is it... What is the beer?
American IPA. Okay, sorry. I wanted to say pale ale. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, and what is the ABV?
6.2.
So, honestly...
It could go either way.
It would be a great pale ale. The only difference between an IPA and a pale ale, other than some of these things go high ABV, is the hop versus malt balance, right?
Right.
This is a very well balanced beer. Definitely more hop forward.
And I think because
super clear, it's not hazy at all.
I think because of that, I was thinking that it was a pale ale. Like I was really trying to compare it to Sierra Nevada.
It's okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
I hated that I had to mansplain.
It's fine.
Beer to you.
It's fine.
Because I know you're not, you don't know a lot about beer.
I don't. Right? I don't know anything about beer.
You know, if this was all about fingernails getting painted and
I probably perfume, wouldn't know much about
that. You told me all about that. No, I'm just kidding. That's probably going to get us banned once again.
once again.
No, so this, I do think I really prefer IPAs these days that are in the 6 to 6.5% versus 7, 8, 9, 10. Gosh, now, some of those are good, but if you want to make a beer that somebody's going to come in and drink 2, 3, whatever of those, you got to be in that 6.2, 6.5% because you're already loading people up with hops. So you're really pushing their palate to with all these acids, right? You start laying on more alcohol. The bigger you get with the hops, the more you have to add more malt. So you're just adding all these different things. People get to where, like our age especially, you can't be drinking like 4, 5, 6 of these daggum things.
Well, to me, it's like a snowball effect. Like the more hops you add, and then it's out of balance, and then you add more malt, and then it's out of balance again, and then you just keep on going and going, and next thing you know, you have like an 8% beer that you wanted to start off with 6, and it just gets out of control.
But it's probably a really good 8% beer, but it's like, okay, sure, I'm going to drink one of these. You know, and then I'm going to be full, and then I'm going to go to the Italian Pilsner or something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But with this, I like hops. I love Matuka, like Citra. I think it's a good combo. Mm-hmm. I'm not always a fan of hop combinations, but I think these are two that pair well, and they only use two, and it works well. And I think it's a nice beer that, you know, get some spicy food, get some tacos, get some burgers, whatever, hot day, sitting there drinking this beer, I can drink 2, 3, maybe 4 of these, I think, because it's 6.2. I'm not going to get super full. And my palate's not blown out because the hops are out of whack. I think this is a really tasty beer.
Yeah, to me, this is very balanced. Very balanced. I like the creaminess of it up front.
Yeah.
But I like how it just ends. There's no lingering.
There's the bitterness or the resiny doesn't, like resininess or whatever, doesn't dry you out.
Right. But you know there's a hop bite, but it's not a New England hop bite.
It comes in.
Which makes this really nice.
It just goes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It does what's needed and it gets done.
And I like that it's a clear beer, that it doesn't have all that extra body.
Sure.
There's enough body to carry those hops, but there's not so much body that you fill up, you know, so.
Okay.
Definitely super tasty beer.
What do you want to rate this?
Yeah, we'll go here.
Yeah. Good solid 4. I'm really impressed and really happy.
I'm not sure if it's that these guys are such good brewers or that we're such good beer shoppers, but I feel like this was a really nice flight.
Oh, definitely.
So we'll give them 50% of the credit and give us 50% of the credit.
Okay. Well, I'm a fan of Wanderback for sure. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here, good old boy Dave.
Hey, I'll wander back to Vinny Land and get some of this beer anytime I can.
And I will wander back to the Jersey Shore soon.
Yeah.
Because I miss it. Anyways, this is Good Gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
Drink more beer.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor. And tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.